Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
History and anecdotal evidence has shown us that when a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy is given all of the facts about abortion, the procedure itself, the potential physical and emotional risks, and the development of her unborn child, including the opportunity to view a real-time ultrasound image of her child, she is far more likely to choose life for her unborn child. Many women who have aborted their children very often come to regret the decision when they learn, sometimes years after the abortion, the real facts. For decades, National Right to Life has worked with our network of state affiliates to enact laws at the state level that protect a mother's right to know all of the facts before having an abortion. We know that these laws protect and empower mothers and save lives. In 2009, our Kansas affiliate, Kansans for Life, worked tirelessly for passage of the state's Woman's Right to Know and See Act. As Kansans for Life Legislative Director Kathy Ostrowski recently observed, the act authorized the health department to provide instantly accessible, unassailably accurate prenatal information to women. However, this was not accomplished until this year when new pro-life governor Sam Brownback placed Dr. Robert Moser as director of the state health department. The result? Kansas pro-lifers would never have imagined that our state interactive website, womansrighttoknow.org, showing prenatal development videos would achieve 10,000 hits, let alone in 1 month. The website is managed by the state's health department and is coupled with a 24-hour hotline. The front page of the site features video from the Endowment for Human Development, showing a 6-week unborn baby with an actively beating heart. There's also a prenatal image gallery feature, high-resolution 4D ultrasound imaging of the developing child with scientifically accurate audio commentary. Under Dr. Moser, the health department also printed and distributed companion booklets containing more accurate abortion warnings and a full listing of the state's life-affirming pregnancy resource centers. Prior to any Kansas abortion, the mother must sign that she accessed the state-prepared information in written form or on the website. As Kathy Ostrowski observed, in 2010, over 8,300 abortions were obtained in Kansas without this interactive website where the expectant mother can look at real-time movements of an unborn child the same age as hers. How many of those 10,000 hits were from mothers who subsequently chose life for their babies? We may never know, but we know that information like this empowers mothers to choose life for their children. And Kansas isn't the only place where similar laws are protecting mothers. 26 states have enacted right-to-know laws, and many provide images of the developing unborn child in utero. 22 states provide the opportunity for the mother to view a real-time ultrasound of her living unborn child. Two of those, Oklahoma and Texas, provide that the ultrasound must be displayed so that the mother can view the image if she so chooses. Most recently, North Carolina enacted a woman's right to know law after a decades-long push by North Carolina Right to Life. The law contained an ultrasound provision similar to Oklahoma and Texas. A federal district judge appointed by President Obama allowed all but the ultrasound provision to take effect last month. We have made and continue to make great strides in protecting mothers by providing them with all the facts. But if we're going to be successful in the future, we need your help to do it. Log on to nrlc.org today. There you can join us in our efforts to save children and protect mothers. You'll also find contact information for the Right to Life affiliate in your state, which can put you in touch with the chapter in your local community. Working together, we can and will win for the most defenseless members of our human family.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.